Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. So busy, it's a busy time at Stratford Festival. More preview performances happening, dress rehearsals, shows coming up with all of the details. Ann Swerdfeger is on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And happy this, the 1st of May. Happy May Day.
Here we are. Here is the 1st of May, and by the 26th of May, we're all going to be on the red carpet for opening night.
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
Well, a lot we have to accomplish over the next few weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, there's so much happening. We've got shows to talk about, but first off, Ann, I was at the Stratford Festival Theater on Saturday taking in the preview performance of Annie.
I saw you because I was three rows behind you.
Oh, is that right? Wow, a packed house, and what can I say? Donna Fiore, an incredible, incredible show. Absolutely packed house. I was just a few rows behind Colin Fiore enjoying the show as well. And we've chatted with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, and Martin was there as well. Certainly enjoyed the show, and he's been saying, get your tickets early because this is going to be a sellout show for the season. What a performance. A very family-friendly show, not to be missed.
Isn't it fantastic? I just love that show. I have to say, I took my little granddaughter, who was only 2 years old and 4 months, and she sat quietly on my lap for the first part.
Oh, there you go. There's just so much going on. It's just a bright, colorful show. The kids' chorus, my gosh, the children's chorus, incredible.
Yeah, aren't they wonderful? 11 children who have more talent than you can even imagine. So spectacular in their dancing, their singing, their performing. Really, I'm thrilled with the show. And, of course, it's Donna Fiore directing and choreographing it. So, you know, we know to expect that. But I guess you think back to her days of doing Oliver, too. That had a lot of children and The Sound of Music. These wonderful, wonderful family shows that also, of course, are completely 100% appealing to adults.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It is not to be missed. It is going to be an absolute favorite.
Easy Street.
Fantastic. I almost forgot about that character, Rooster. And then when he comes on and then the song Easy Street, you forget how many songs you know in this show.
Oh, yeah, it's a pack full of hits.
Absolutely. So again, do check out Annie at Stratford Festival now. And you've got some sneak peeks for some upcoming shows. Let's talk about Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yeah, we're going to be capturing some footage of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels tonight because it starts previews in 2 days.
Oh my gosh!
And there's another one. I know it's my job to promote the shows, but gosh, we've got a really good season this year. I know that's really important to the people who own businesses in this community and work in the community. It is, I think, I'm knocking on wood here, but I think it's a really strong season. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is hilarious.
Oh, fantastic. Now, folks might remember the movie Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with Steve Martin, but this is a musical version of that, if you will.
This is a musical version taken from that movie that was enormously successful, and it is just one joke after another. It does star Jonathan Goad, Liam Tobin. Johnny and Liam Tobin were in Spamalot together, and they're here in this together too. Very excellent comic actors.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Shakura Dixon is another one of the major characters. They're all stupendous. They're all hilarious. Sarah Jean Hosey. It's really funny. I'm going to leave it at that. And the songs, the music is incredible. The dancing's fabulous. It's over at the Avon Theater. I think this is going to be hugely popular, like Spamalot was.
Oh, I think so. With Annie and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, this is a 1-2 punch for the musicals, for sure.
But we don't just have strength in the musicals.
Yeah.
Anne of Green Gables started previews about a week ago, and this is, talk about a tearjerker. We all know the story, and you think it won't get to you, but it does. Everybody is crying as they, you know, as those tearjerker moments of the play unfold. And it is, Caroline Toll is the main character, and I cannot think of a better person to play Anne of Green Gables. She captures that character There's a moment when she's introduced, and every time, I've seen it three or four times now, and every time Anne of Green Gables first appears, I well up.
Oh, my
gosh. It's
really
superb.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Tim Campbell as Matthew, Sarah Dodd as Marilla, we have Bev Beatty as Rachel Lind. It is just absolutely superb.
Well, we look forward to that, Anne of Green Gables. And we should remind folks, folks might be familiar with the old musical version. This is a new version, if you will, of Anne of Green Gables.
Yeah, it's brand new, written just for the festival. We commissioned it by Kat Sander, who's also directing. And man, did she ever capture Lucy Maud Montgomery's voice? I think it's superb.
Okay, well,
and then we have another show starting as well in 2 days. Dirty Rotten Scoundrel starts in 2 days, and then As You Like It.
All right.
I was at yesterday for the second time, and I was as spellbound then as I was the first time, which was a week ago. And, you know, a lot of us think Shakespeare's a lot to take in, and maybe people don't go time, you know, day after day as I've done in this case. But I found it super compelling. It is, we were told it was sort of set in the distant future, but it has a real period feel to it. Like, the costumes are, people who like costumery are going to be really happy with it. It's so interesting, and it's very, there's a real sense of menace in it. It's set in just slightly in the future after, I guess, a climate emergency, so there are shortages of food, and it's very pertinent to the now that we are living, but it is also reflecting 1599 when Shakespeare wrote it, and there was a climate emergency. There was what was called the Little Ice Age, and so there were food shortages and, of course, extreme cold, and it was a very different time. So Chris Abraham, who's directed it, really wanted to somehow reflect the world in which Shakespeare wrote the play, and it was so parallel to ours that it allows for some really interesting takeaways. Fabulous performances in this as well. It's a really strong Shakespeare. I think people are going to love it, and I think it's really going to appeal to youth as well.
Okay, and that is the also the opener for opening night, too.
So get your tickets for this one. I think we've got a few that are going to catch fire.
Yeah, oh, and we're only just getting started here.
We are. We have, what's that? That's four plays maybe we talked about morning, maybe five?
Yeah, exactly.
And, there's 11, so there's a lot still to go. Macbeth, Robert Lepage's Macbeth is going to be going into dress rehearsal soon. The Winter's Tale I'll see very soon, and that Antony directed that. That's over at the Tom Patterson. So, you know, those two shows, Macbeth and Winter's Tale, share an incredible cast. So, yeah, there's more. How
that's
do you like
right.
it?
We're going to, we like it very much. Absolutely. So, again, preview performances happening, more preview shows coming up. Get your tickets and get in there early. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the information and for tickets and more.
I want to mention one other thing.
Sure.
We did add a couple of Pay What You Can performances.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you go to the website, it'll pop up in the banner if people are interested in those.
Okay, perfect. So again, go to StratfordFestival.ca and check out some of the Pay What You Can performances as well. Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival, and it's always a pleasure.
Terrific to talk to you. I'm glad you got to see Annie.